Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
We are your home for Election Day coverage. Decision Wisconsin on News Radio WTMJ.
Yeah, Eagle.
Is that a real promo?
It aired, didn't it?
It did air.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Right now on the Today Show and Good Morning America, you have what I call the Dueling Kornackis. You know, Steve Kornacki was the khakis guy. He was always breaking down different numbers from the election.
Yes.
Right, on NBC.
The percentages.
Yes. Yeah. So now ABC, picking up on that, has a guy who looks almost exactly like him, wearing the exact same thing at the exact same big wall board, drawing on the thing. That's Rick Klein.
That's my
from
guy,
ABC.
Rick Klein.
Right?
Yeah.
We've had him on the show.
We've had him on, yeah.
So these same guys, sleeves rolled up, even Pancake says, is that like a choice or what? No, that having
Definitely.
Worked in television, this shows that you're working.
Yeah, roll up
See,
those sleeves.
You rolled up your sleeves
Hold
and you
pencil.
Worked to bring us these numbers.
Yes.
Less than 24 hours out now till the silliness ends to some degree. The polls open on the November 5th election in Wisconsin.
It's the final countdown.
Yes.
Okay. This is the Eric Bilstead playlist, I guess.
I thought you would enjoy this.
One more day of hardcore campaigning for the candidates. We have dueling visits in the state.
And you're welcome. I figured you'd like a little Les Mis in here.
Sure, I do.
Smile on this Monday.
Still events planned today for both vice presidential candidates. Mentioned that in the news. You know, Senator Vance and Governor Walz both in La Crosse this morning. The governor then makes three stops in all, including Milwaukee tonight. So he's going
One more night. See, it makes sense.
Well, it all comes down to turnout on Election Day. One more day.
Well, that's true. Didn't think I had another one in me,
yeah,
did you?
Wasn't sure. 1.5 million or so Wisconsinites have already cast ballots, either in-person absentee or ballots returned to clerk's offices in one way or another. So it's nearly half the electorate, or what is expected on Election Day. We should be just north of 3 million votes in the state.
I think there'll be a big celebration just to have this over, just to be passed.
In so many ways.
But will it be over? That's the big question. Where do we go from here?
Hey, is it really one day more?
Decision Wisconsin is on. WTMJ is your home for wall-to-wall coverage on Election Day. On Tuesday, join Vince Petrano for coverage starting at 6 p.m. after polls close.
It's on Mercury.
And have results and analysis starting at 8, covering the biggest races all around the state. We are your home for Election Day coverage. Decision Wisconsin on News Radio WTMJ.
Yeah, Eagle.
Is that a real promo?
It aired, didn't it?
It did air.
Sports is sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Remember what Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said about quarterback Jordan Love in practice this past week?
Like he was limited.
He was limited. Seemed a little limited. As that carryover continued into Sunday's 24-14 loss to the Lions.
One timeout. Got to get something down the field.
Love, it's picked up. Now rolling out for the first time, and he throws an interception. It's picked off all the way down and scoring for the Lions. It's Joseph.
Fox Sports on the call. An unforgivable interception. Returned for a touchdown at the end of the first half.
You can't do that against
those guys. And Joseph made a great play, and that was a big-time play in the game.
With that extra point, then Lions up 17-3. Jay Love, what happened?
No, I didn't see him when I threw it. Like I said, I just saw Josh kind of trying to get out of there. And like I said, the ball didn't go where I wanted it to. And, yeah, critical error.
Not sure where he did want it to go. There were a lot of white jerseys in that mess. Packers now on the bye week. Next up, we've got the Bears. That'll be a week from Sunday. That's a noon kick in Chicago.
Two more gold gloves for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Fly ball, right center. Back Frelick on the warning track. Leaping, and he caught it! It's over! Sal Frelick up and over the yellow line. He robs a homer. And the Brewers end up winning this ball game.
Oh, what a call. One of my favorite calls there from Levering. So, yeah, Sal Frelick, right fielder, got himself a gold glove. So did second baseman Bryce Terang. They were honored over the weekend. Now, you might wonder, well, what about center fielder Blake Perkins? Like, guy was pretty darn good. Well, he was a finalist. He lost out to Colorado's Brendan Doyle. Frelick thought, man, he really needs one.
If you're a finalist, I think you're up there, and you should deserve to win. I think it's kind of a coin flip. Really, Blake, obviously, in my opinion, is the best center fielder in baseball, and we get to see it every single day. But not only do I think he's the best at his position, but I just can't say enough how much he's helped me.
Your Milwaukee Bucks have one win, and they're going up against the 7-0 Cleveland Cavaliers again tonight in Cleveland. You can hear that game right here on WTMJ. And Wisconsin women's volleyball, they rebound, if you will. They sweep Illinois on Sunday afternoon after having a rough go with Nebraska earlier a couple days ago.
And college hoops getting underway in earnest tonight. Wisconsin, Marquette, and UWM all host opening season games on the hardwood.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to see on the television? What's going to be in your timeline, on your news feed, on the radio, in your streams, in the paper?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Yes, we are almost there. The election is tomorrow. Now, tonight in Wisconsin, VP candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will both be stumping in the state. Vance will be in La Crosse later this morning. Walz will be in Milwaukee tonight, but he's also making stops earlier in the day in La Crosse and Stevens Point. Boeing union workers going to vote on a new deal today. This one is expected to pass. More than 30,000 Boeing workers will vote again on whether to end a crippling 7-week strike. The union's been on strike now for several weeks. As I said, 7, so you have issues with that. We'll see if it passes today. Yes, on Tuesday. Here we go. The polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. All you got to be is in line by 7:59. And you can vote tomorrow if you haven't voted already.
Virtually half of the electorate in the state has already voted. We're approaching 1.5 million votes cast. Mm-hmm. Those would be the in-person absentee or other ballots that have been returned already to the clerk's office.
So we'll see what happens. I think the expectation is most, if not all, of our votes will be cast and counted shortly after midnight, I think is the thought. Or maybe 1 a.m. is a more conservative number.
Milwaukee, that counts all those absentee ballots at what they call central count, is predicting an early morning hours final tally.
So here's what we are doing right here on WTMJ. So you and I will be on as normal tomorrow morning. Then we have our coverage all day, of course. Well, at 6 p.m. after Wisconsin's afternoon news, you and I are back. We are back on the air tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, you're welcome, folks.
Yeah. So then Mercure and the gang, Mercure and the gang take over at 8, and they go well into the overnight. But then Scafidi, we're going to have live local coverage. Scafidi's going to be on through the overnight to connect with us on Wednesday morning.
And then we're going to start Wisconsin's Morning News early Wednesday morning. So right. We start at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Unless, we'll have live updates.
Yeah, unless something else dramatically happens where we need to jump in a little bit earlier with Steve, that we'll be on it.
Right, we won't be on later. We could be on earlier.
We'll see. So, yes, we have that. On Thursday, a new funding mechanism for the Mitchell Park Domes could be up for a vote Thursday. Now, the county supervisors have not put out their agenda yet. I've been looking for it here to see if that'll come up. But we've talked about this, about the Domes and the Friends of the Domes project and this new funding mechanism that could help recreate the domes, keep the domes, make them more sustainable, et cetera, et cetera.
Puts a lot more into the public-private partnership. So the county, you know, we talked about it costing minimum of $70 to $80 million simply to restore the domes as is.
Yeah.
This is a more aggressive project but the county only on the hook for some $30 million, I believe, under the proposal because you'd have the Friends of Domes
right.
and other entities contributing to that.
So we'll have coverage of that, of course. Once we get through this election thing, we'll dig into that a little bit more coming up here in the next few days. Federal Reserve may come up with some more interest rates as well. Grammy nominations come out Friday. The Packers have a bye. And November 9th, the 35th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, 35 years ago this Saturday, which enclosed, of course, West Berlin from the 60s into the 80s there to prevent East Germans from fleeing to the West. It has been a symbol of the East-West relations during the Cold War, and it's 35 years now that thing has been down. In the movies, Halloween's over, but we still have horror flicks, I guess. Heretic, which stars Sophie Thatcher and Chloe East as two young religious women who are drawn into a game of cat and mouse with a welcoming man named Hugh Grant.
I think it's Heretic.
Oh, okay. Either way.
Either way, very frightening.
Thank
Have you seen the spots
way.
For that, though? That does look freaky.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm glad I mispronounced it because it shows how much I know about that movie. I'll pop it on. All right. That is your week ahead.
At 727, news about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average finished Friday up 289 points to 42,052. The NASDAQ up 145 to 18,240. And the S&P 500 closed last week at 5729. That was up 23 points on the day. Elections have consequences. Is your investment and retirement plan ready for what's next? Click the Get Started button at annexwealth.com. I'm out of things to say about what that game was on Sunday.
Well, let's Tausch about it.
We got Tausch coming up later. Help us break down the situation. Yep. And I will offer you some positives to take away from the Packers' loss at 7:45.
All right, good, because we need some positives. Here's a question.
They're not that positive.
Here's an analogy for you. We were just talking last week about how when these receivers in football or football players keep dropping the football before they cross the end zone. Like, this is still a thing. Like, in a celebratory fashion, they won't actually cross the end zone and they'll drop the ball. It happened again last week, and it's happened before, and it's happened for 20 years now. For some reason, there's this thought not to run the ball all the way across to get this touchdown. Anyway, why do people keep falling on trapdoors and through trapdoors when they're at performance shows? Chris Martin of Coldplay falling through a trap door. You heard him there say that was not planned. He fell and he was able to climb out, but it was a nasty fall.
Didn't this just happen?
Olivia Rodrigo, it just happened to her.
Yeah.
It's happened dozens of times before that. At what point can we trust that if we're performing on a stage and we're, you know, these superstar musicians, that you're not going to fall through a trap door? Like, how can we fix that from happening?
Well, and what's unclear, I guess, is are they in the wrong spot? And we're, you know, because these shows are increasingly elaborate, right?
Yeah,
stuff's coming
true.
Up, set pieces and other things are moving in and out. Were the performers not in the right spot and aware that there's a gap there? Or did somebody leave the door open?
Right? But also think about it. They're on a different stage in
That's
a different
true.
Venue
yes.
across the world all the time. You would like to think anyway, and maybe this does happen, there'd be a stagehand or four that would run around and be like, hey, yo, Chris, no, you know, or some kind of flashing light or something. But man, one of these times, it's going to get nasty.
Like when you're going the wrong way on the freeway, the thing flashes
yes.
wrong way.
Yes, something like
you
that.
You get a little too close to the trap door and turn
some,
around.
Maybe it's like, you know, the warning track. You start walking on
right.
some kind of
gravel. Have a different surface right before you get around the door.
Yes.
But I mean, we laugh, but it's seriously very dangerous,
really,
right?
Really
you
lucky.
Get very hurt.
Yeah.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. So I was doing the school talk the other day, and
those are fun.
They are. It's cool to be with young people and talk about either whether it's coaching folks who are interested in being in our business or telling people about what we do, you know, like
so
a
you're
career
not talking
day
eight
type
year
of thing.
Olds. You're talking.
I was at the high school.
Okay. Yeah.
In Greendale. And I don't do a ton of these because they're always a tough time. You and I have prep for the show, and our most important duty is to what we do here with all of you.
You're amazing. You do
every morning
Greendale,
from 6 to 9. Curious. Well, at some point, right, you know, your kids are there, and it was a friend who asked, who's a teacher. But she has this survey class. They look at different careers, whatever. So she asked, you know, would you come and talk about careers in broadcasting? And so I deliberately started my talk with this question. So this was high schoolers of all ages, so freshmen through seniors, and maybe two dozen in the room. If we went out to your car right now, could you find News Radio 620 WTMJ on your radio? How many hands?
I'm going to guess zero.
No hands.
Right, yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't know that there's a shift in how people consume things, but to look at an entire generation who is unaware of an AM band on their radio tells us that one of the things that we're doing to evolve is on the right track. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I did is we showed them a clip from our YouTube page, and you can watch the show, or even if you just want to have it up, if you want to access it through YouTube, we're there live streaming every day. We're live streaming on X. We are available, watch or listen, on our website, on our digital app, podcast form, and Spotify, whatever. That was my point. But I thought it was interesting. I throw this up there, and here's us, a clip from the podcast on YouTube. I said, so what am I? What are we? Am I a podcaster? Am I a radio guy? You can watch YouTube on your TV. Am I on TV still? Well, like, what is this?
So what'd they say?
And there was no response. No, it was a rhetorical question, and I sort of answered it, which is, we're all of these things.
Right.
We're in all of these places. And, you know, folks have still asked me, well, how come you went from TV to radio or whatever? Because it's all content. And increasingly, those lines between what's TV or what's radio or what's podcasting.
Blurred.
It's just blurry. So you do good content. Hopefully people will find it wherever you are. Good reminder, too. You can access the podcast page by texting Vince to 855-616-1620. Greg Pancake Hill, producer, will send out the link to you or access it wherever you get your podcast. Anything you miss, and you can listen to the show on demand
anytime.
The
entire show, baby.
Yes. So now all of those young people are doing that this morning.
Yeah, nice.
No, they're not. I don't know. Maybe their parents are.
They went home and told mom and dad about it.
Listen, you got it. This guy's really good.
You know who you
really
like, Mom?
Important show that you have to listen to. 7:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Here is Gibbs. First down and more. Gibbs in for the touchdown.
Yes. Fox Sports on the call as the Packers fall to the Lions 24-14, the final. Packers beat the Lions in virtually every statistical category, but for the one that matters, the final score. More yards passing, more yards rushing, more plays run, more yards per play.
We had false starts, we had snaps, the ball was on the ground. Just way too many mistakes, and you cannot do that against a good football team because they're going to make you pay, and credit to them, they played a clean game.
Yeah, and the Packers did not. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur there. If you want a positive, I'm trying here, E. The Lions in their last four games did put up 172 points, averaging 43 points a game. Bad as we were still sort of in this one to the end.
Yeah, or were the Lions just playing with us like a cat plays with a mouse?
Took their foot off the gas a little bit there
in the end. A little bit. I don't know.
Packers next played November 17th. We've got the bye week now, so it'll be Packers and Bears 1 week from Sunday at Soldier Field.
Congrats to a couple of Brewers who are now Gold Glovers.
3-2 pitch. Lined into another diving catch by Terang behind the bag at second, and the Brewers get out of it. Oh, Bryce Terang. What a show he put on.
Yes, sir. Second baseman Bryce Terang and
Bryce baseball.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Sal Frelick also winning a Gold Glove. Bryce says it's great having Sal behind him.
It's always fun seeing a ball go over my head and see Sal making some crazy catch or jumping into the wall and catching it. And, you know, I'm happy for him. But yeah, it's very cool.
So congrats to those two. Women's college volleyball. The Badgers back on track after sweeping Illinois on Sunday afternoon. To basketball, the Bucks, they turn it around tonight. Tonight's the night. They take on the undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers again, this time in Cleveland, Monday night right here on WTMJ.
How about this weekend? Bucks lost again. Badgers got boat raced. Yeah, Packers lost. College basketball is back, though. Badgers, Golden Eagles, and Panthers all open their seasons on the home hardwood tonight.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep, yep. Hulk.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
The Hulk on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch. I was startled to hear this in the broadcast. I went back and double-checked. The Lions had not played outside this season before coming to a cold and rain-swept Lambeau Field. And this is what we got out of that?
I think obviously we all were thinking when that, you know, that little tidbit came out that this would be a big advantage for Green Bay. But Detroit is built tough and physical, and their line is good. And that's how Dan Campbell, his introductory press conference, I guess 4 or 5 years ago now, talking about biting kneecaps and playing. That's the style of play he wants to play. And so while I think Jared Goff prefers playing in a dome and having that, you know, the comfort of that, this group, I think, showcased its maturity and where they're at is a little bit further ahead of us right now. And if you remember, this is what I talked about on the postgame show a lot last night. We had a similar – the season was similar last year. We obviously were struggling a lot more than we are. But Detroit came in, and I think it was earlier, like end of September on a Thursday night, and just kind of pounded us and physically beat us up. And I don't think it was that bad last night, the physical nature of it. I think they did a good job. But when you look at the stats and everything else – our immaturity and our sloppiness with penalties and giveaways is why we lost that game. It wasn't that Detroit came in and just physically mauled us. Detroit came in with a plan of, we are going to outlast Green Bay. We're not going to make the mistakes they will, because that's what we've done for 8 weeks. We've made mistakes. We've been able to overcome them against average and bad teams. But as we've been talking all season, you don't beat really good teams by playing and giving them stuff. We gave Detroit way too much yesterday, and they took advantage of it.
What concerns you the most, Tausch, and what can we feel good about?
I think we can feel good about the fact that our run game and how Josh Jacobs looks has been really good. Josh Jacobs has been everything we've wanted. I know there was an ESPN.com guy, not Domofsky, that was saying some crazy stuff about, well, he's not worth it. He's been awesome. I thought he showed up in a big way yesterday. But it's been the same things, just the penalties. And I gave a pass early in the season because of the preseason, young football team. But time to grow up. I think it's time to grow up when it comes to all the kind of dumb penalties and sloppy penalties. And then, obviously, Jordan throwing an interception a game. You can't win. You can't win against really good teams doing it that way. And when we were raving about when he threw the pick six last time, how the team was able to overcome it, and there's only 8% of teams when you throw a pick six find a way to win. Well, you're not going to win against good teams. So those, I guess, the penalties and that sloppiness, it's not improving. But looking at it big picture wise, the fact that this team has not even come close to playing its best football, I would argue maybe played one complete game against the Arizona Cardinals, and everything else has been pretty choppy, and you're at the bye at 6-3, I think you can feel good about that part of it. Know that this team always gets better. Matt LaFleur, the group is going to be a better football team in November and December than what we saw yesterday.
Typically, Tausch, how does the bye week break out? Guys report today, do their treatments, whatever, and then what do they get, like through the weekend off, or how does it go?
So what used to happen is we'd get a little incentive. If you won that Sunday game, deuces, come watch film and you're out for the week. And I'm guessing most of these guys, Matt LaFleur, I think at this point in time, you obviously want Jordan to get healthy, and you want Jair and everybody to get healthy physically. But I think you're going to see Tuesday at the latest, they're going to say, get out of Dodge, come back on Sunday or Monday, and let's regroup for this second half, because for as much as you're ailed with knees and shoulders, it is such a mental grind that when you can just decompress and go where you're in kind of in your happy place, get away from football for a while, you come back with just a rejuvenated vibe. That's what I think is going to be the most important part.
I'm all for a rejuvenated vibe.
Sounds good. Doesn't it? Like a good band name.
Yeah,
the rejuvenated vibes playing tonight.
Please welcome.
We talk trade deadline tomorrow with Tosh.